Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get ready for Fast Greens and Thick Rough this week on Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
I'm clearing too early. I'm clearing too late. My God, my swing feels like an unfolding lawn chair.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
U.S. Open Week on Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
I look like a fool. What the hell do you think you look like? Shooting them chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Thursday. What's going on? How's everybody?
I'm a little shook.
Between, the weather is great.
Between you doing some sort of shady golf deal and then, you know, the
you
Rob
about?
High kick.
See me high kick?
I was not prepared for the heat that you brought.
I kick really high, bro.
Man.
I'm like Molly Shannon.
Wow. I'm 50 and I kick high. Yeah, you're walking around with random golf drivers. You're Jean-Claude Van Damme meets Molly Shannon. You are bringing some heat today.
Yeah, sure am. Wait till the show starts. Mm. Oh, wait.
It has.
Schultzy's over there. Hi, Schultzy.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing?
He's
what's
not
today,
wearing
Thursday?
A headband, though. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Nah, I didn't have time to shower this morning.
Long day. I see you wearing double Mariner gear, though.
Did you say hump day Thursday?
No, I said, is it hump day? Is it Thursday? I don't know what day.
Yeah, it's Thursday, bro. Yeah. You're almost there.
Yeah, Thursday, Wednesday,
we're
one
there,
of those.
Baby.
I don't know.
What was that song?
What?
Working for the weekend.
Oh. I don't
remember that song?
I do. I know Working for the Weekend, but I'm pretty sure that's not the tune.
Everybody's
what is it? Working for the
weekend.
I don't know what tune you put with Working for the Weekend.
Did you?
But it certainly wasn't the one that it belonged. I think you just said, like in some sort of spoken slam poetry, Working for the Weekend.
Why didn't anybody make that song in that key?
Snap applause for you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I don't know who sings that, but yeah,
everybody's working for the weekend.
I don't know any other lyric to that.
That would be Loverboy.
Loverboy,
is that Loverboy?
81. Yeah. 1981.
By the way,
everybody wants a little chance?
Something
dance?
Romance. It's everybody wants a little romance, I think, or something like that.
Hmm.
Can I tell you that Loverboy has more hits than you think?
I don't think that's correct.
It is true. If you go see them, they'll be like, wait, they do this too?
Really?
Yeah.
You shirtin'.
I am shirtin'.
Are you shirtin' me
right
now?
I'm very shirtin'.
Are you shirtin' me?
I am not. I'm not shirting you.
Everybody wants a new romance.
New romance, thank you. A romance.
And everybody's going off the deep end. Everybody needs a second chance. Oh, you want a piece of my heart? Loverboy does not have more songs than you think.
Yeah, they do.
I'm waiting for another one.
Oh, you want one? The kid is hot tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's
one. I forgot that existed.
Turn me loose. Turn me loose.
Again,
I've got to do it my way.
I'm sorry, but I think so far you've
those
made
are hits,
Working
bro.
For the Weekend.
He's got
those are hits.
I don't think they are.
They are. I'm telling you, they are. Just because you don't know them doesn't mean they're hits.
I don't think Turn
Me... I mean, not hits.
Turn Me Loose, I... No.
Turn Me Loose.
No.
That was a jam.
I don't... Looking up how many hits did Loverboy have.
Well, now, how are you going to define hit?
Yeah, what does AI define as a hit?
It's a good question.
Jerk.
I don't know.
You're already pissing me off today. don't be crapping on Loverboy.
I got the dump one ready.
Yeah, I think you should. Might be one of those days. Yeah, Loverboy, they're the band that is always playing at a concert venue near you.
Mm. I always thought
seriously, they're always playing.
Are they on the Casino tour?
See, I thought that was like...
Remember they were with Heart and...
See,
I want to say Def Leppard.
See, that's... No offense.
No, like, Def Leppard
by the
was
way,
with Journey.
Those are two very successful bands. That's and right. No offense to Loverboy, but you're not either one of those. Like, I feel like at any time, no matter what day it is, there is an amphitheater that is playing a double feature of Heart and Def Leppard. Like, they just are on permanent tour. And by the way, Train has now come into that fold as well. Train is playing at an amphitheater near you right now.
Loverboy is currently touring as part of Foreigner's farewell tour. So that's what it is. Foreigner, Loverboy, and then Lita Ford is in there.
Yeah, they all, those bands, like, no one releases anything new. They haven't for 25 years. But
yeah, that's Foreigner.
I bet you they all have a very good lifestyle just based on touring. They probably get, you know, each one of those guys probably gets 30, 40 grand a pop to go out and do that and play the Casino amphitheater circuit or whatever. You do that for 40, 50 shows a year. You know, and you probably make a nice little chunk of change.
By the way, Foreigner, also a band that has more hits than you think.
Foreigner does. And I don't know. I think they have one of those revolving singer lineup things. In fact, it might have been Foreigner recently that on stage at a concert, the lead singer quit and named his replacement. I think that just happened.
That's spicy.
Like a month ago, I think the lead singer of Foreigner was like, "Good night, everybody, and I'm done." And everyone's like, "What?" And they're like, "By the way, this guy." And then everyone was like, "Oh, well, this is Foreigner now." Because it honestly, it doesn't matter. For a band like Foreigner or Loverboy or whoever, no one knows who you're just showing up and play the eight hits that I know and charge me my $39 and it gets my old lady a little randy. Like, that's... No one cares that there's not an original member. Lynyrd Skynyrd hasn't had an original member in like 9 decades.
Kelly Hansen was the lead singer of Foreigner.
Yeah.
He announced his departure from the band on the season finale of The Voice.
There you go.
And then, so it wasn't on, they weren't on stage.
Okay, so it was on The Voice.
He was on The Voice.
Okay.
And he announced that he would be passing the microphone torch to the guitarist, Luis Maldonado.
And you know what?
For The Voice.
No one will care. And I mean, there's not one person out there that's going to show up and be like, wait, is that the lead singer of Foreigner? And everyone's like, dude, just shut up and listen to the song.
You know what is interesting to me? I don't know how old Kelly Hansen is. I'm guessing over 60.
Yeah.
They always say that when it comes to bands, you never retire. You just quit.
Yeah.
Why do they say that?
Well, I think
because
the idea
I think
is
he's retiring.
Well, if someone gives you enough money, you'll come back and do it again. How many times have you heard this? The Rolling Stones or Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, that's fine. You're coming out of retirement.
Yes.
He's 64. Why do they say he's quitting the band and not just retiring?
Yeah, he'll be back. It's all semantics.
He may be back, but that would be unretiring. Why do we not say for musicians that they retire? Musicians never retire.
No, they don't.
You shouldn't be able to do multiple farewell tours. Like, if you've already thrown one, if you want to go back out again, you've got to call. You can't call it Farewell 2.0. Yeah.
That's why it bothers me. I am against farewell tours because they piss me off because it's not the farewell tour. Hand to God, I saw Motley Crue on a farewell tour, and they played. I think they played at the amphitheater. And I saw them on a farewell tour like 9 months later, 9 or 10 months, they were back in Portland on a different tour. Like, you can't, no, like I, like if you're going to do a farewell tour, you have to like wait like 5, 6 years and be like, ah, we're back. You can't come around less than a year later and be like, hey, by the way, remember that farewell tour? Nah, psych, we're back. Like, you remember they were like, Mick Mars was like, he's got some sort of like spinal condition. And they were like, he's their guitar player. So they were like, hey, once he's done, we're done. No, a year later, because someone went to him and was like, hey, dude, we can probably play some more dates and give you guys a couple extra million bucks. And Fat Vince Neil's like, well, I need to go to buffets. And they're like, all right. And then they're back out there again. It's disingenuous. Don't call it a farewell tour. Just call it a see you later tour. Hey, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't do the farewell thing.
Turn Me Loose reached number 7 in Canada and number 35 in the United States.
I love how you're now going to the Canadian charts to justify hits.
Again, 35 in the United States.
That's not a hit.
That is absolutely a hit.
Top
you're
10,
an idiot.
Top 10, maybe that's 15.
Dumb.
Let me ask you this.
You have to be top 100 that's a hit.
If you finish 35th in the nation in college anything, is that a successful season?
That is a terrible amount.
Is that a terrible thing?
Because that has nothing to do with music. This is about la musica.
I'm sorry.
If you make the Billboard,
not a hit.
Billboard top 100 are all hits. It's just a, it's all relative. It's like if you're 95, that was kind of a hit, but if you were 1, it was a jam.
I want to know what Love is a hit. That's Foreigner. That's a hit.
Let's see what AI says.
Jukebox Hero, that's a hit.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Waiting for a Girl Like You, hit. Cold as Ice, hit.
Oh, you're as cold as ice. Yeah.
Foreigner, by the way, they've got hits. Loverboy has a hit. One.
Hit song recorded.
I kind of want to hear some Foreigner.
I can make that happen for you, I think.
Bleep, bleep, blop.
What are you bloop blooping over there?
Well, I'm trying to find out the official AI definition of a hit.
Of what a hit is?
Yeah.
What is a hit song?
Okay, here it is. Here's right here.
Ooh, like
in
it.
The United States and the UK, a single is usually considered a hit when it reaches...
Attention.
The top 40.
Ah!
Therefore...
That doesn't make sense, like the Billboard top 40.
Turn Me Loose... is a hit.
Boy, you weaseled into, you weaseled under that one.
Well, at least we have a definition, and it's not the big souk moving the goalpost definition.
I'm moving the goal.
You're always moving the goal.
You were trying to claim top 100.
I hate you.
Dude, 35 again. You went to the Emerald Bowl. Congratulations. Have fun in San Francisco.
The Billboard top 100 is a thing.
Yeah.
But they're saying chart hit is top 40. Because, that's all Casey Kasem would count down to. He would never do anything over
40. No one wants to hear the number 67 song in the country. No, it's 67 with a bullet. No, it's not.
I'm frankly surprised people want to hear the 40th best song in the country sometimes.
No one really does. But it's a nice round number. 35. It's like, again. Give me top 20, top 25. I think the college football thing's very relevant. You finish in the top 25, you had yourself a nice little season.
Here's another Loverboy hit, reaching number 9 on the U.S. Billboard top 100.
That's a hit.
Loving every minute of it. Come on!
Oh, that's Loverboy?
Okay. I told you, they have a bunch of hits that you didn't know was them.
Well, you were singing them, and I didn't know because you weren't putting them to any sort of tune. You were just saying words.
Loving every minute of it.
You were giving me 80s haikus, and quite frankly, it was very confusing.
We're going to fight today.
So, well, I've already seen you high kick once.
That's right.
It's terrifying.
High tea room in there today, guys.
Yeah, it sure is. Oh, wow. They had four.
Four top.
Oh, wait, no, that's albums. Sorry.
Okay.
Singles. Top, remember, what did we say? Top 40? They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They had 8 in the top 40. Would you like me to list them?
No. No, I don't.
I'm going to list them anyway.
Let me state for the record, so please, for the love of God, do not list them. I apologize to Loverboy and all their fans.
Hey, thanks. That's all we needed out of you.
Top 40 songs?
8, yeah.
That's legit.
Yep. And a couple more that barely missed the cut. But I'm just going to go ahead and, I think Loverboy deserves it. We had a song called Notorious.
Sure.
Heaven in Your Eyes.
Why not?
This Could Be the Night. Loving Every Minute of It. Queen of the Broken Hearts.
No.
Hot Girls in Love.
Again, I'm pretty sure that's not how that goes, but all right.
When It's Over, Working for the Weekend. You remember that one.
I remember that one.
Well, that's the one that started the whole thing. And then Turn Me Loose.
All right.
8 hits.
8 hits.
And I'm glad you apologized. That's all we ask, is that you admit
the next time
you're desecrating the name of such...
Yeah. Next time,
pretty goodness.
Next time I'm at a county fair Yeah. And Loverboy happens to be playing. I'll stick around and
well,
take
see,
a first
the thing
spin.
About Loverboy is they're not at the county fair. Now, if they were just playing their own stuff and it was just them, they probably would be. Mm. But the fact that they're with Foreigner and Lita Ford means they're still playing bigger venues. See, it's smart.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Sure. All right. I like it.
Nothing wrong with a fair circuit, though.
Not at all.
I don't think so at all. Usually the fair is a great. Oh, thank you. Thank you. The in-studio audience is fired up.
Beautiful today.
The fair is usually great because you don't expect anything.
No.
Right?
No.
Because it's a fair.
Yeah.
But then you're pleasantly surprised. Like, it keeps your expectations low.
Yeah.
And then you realize that, like, Pitbull is playing your fair. And you're like, oh, my God, Pitbull?
I always feel the other way. I always feel bad, like, if you're at the fair and, like someone who used to be popular, like, because fairs do a lot of country acts, so you'll get like Rascal Flatts, and you're like, oh my god! At one point, you guys were like the biggest band in country, and now you look out there and you're like, ah, and you wonder, like, I know they're happy to be making money, but does that hurt a little bit? Is that like at one point you were in the NBA, and next thing you know, you're playing in like the Taiwanese like basketball league, and you're like, ah. Still out there hooping, but...
You mean like DeMarcus Cousins just getting kicked out of the Puerto Rican League?
I guess he scratched his nuts and then made a fan smell it.
Oh, my God.
He got banned for the season.
Did we need that?
What?
Like, what? What are you... So DeMar- now I have to ask what happened.
I think it was in the...
And this is going to start a whole new segment.
DeMarcus Cousins was playing, I think, in the Puerto Rican Basketball League.
Why is he still playing? Didn't he make a bunch of money?
Yeah.
For the same reason that Suk is talking about all these freaking musicians.
They probably give him $1 million and he, like, it's cheap to be in Puerto Rico and... There's probably some other benefits to being in Puerto Rico if you're DeMarcus Cousins.
Ooh,
so he's there getting spicy, maybe meeting some senoritas. So there was like a brawl. He got into it with like some, it was like a whole team clearing brawl or whatever. And they banned him from the season. And I guess he, some fans were getting into it. And I guess he went down the front intern style, gave himself a little, how's your father? And then like stuck it in the fan's face. Like, how do you like this? And they...
Wonder
they booted
why.
Him from the game, and then they booted him from the rest of the season.
Would you like to guess his career earnings?
Oh, he made a bunch of money.
$170 million.
Yeah, 170?
He made a bunch.
What are you at?
I'll go like 150.
He made $94.28 million U.S.
But that's diabolical. Of all the things you could do in a fan, like when a fan comes down and starts heckling you, making him smell your Famunda, I mean, that's the man's an innovator. Say what you will, dude, that man, that's premeditated. That's a go-to. That's not the first time. You don't just find yourself in the middle of a Puerto Rican fight and that's your go-to?
Strong, no.
No, that's you've done that before. You know what's up, DeMarcus.
Kind of wish somebody did that during the Malice at the Palace. Steven Jackson running up to the
Well, they
the
were
stands.
Busy just they were just busy shutting lights out. That one dip ass is so lucky that Jermaine O'Neal slipped or he slipped because that dude was about to like go to sleep. It's like that short, chubby white guy in the Pistons jersey. The dude was about to get laid out.
Almost unalived.
He was about to find out the difference between elite athletes and your fat ass. That's not a good one to get into.
All right. excuse me. We will go hole by hole and shot by shot for every player in the U.S. Open field beginning in our next segment.
We had the double albatross, right?
It was just an albatross.
Oh, I thought there was...
Double eagle.
Double eagle. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We did, yes, by the worst guy out there.
I know. It's very odd.
We don't like that guy.
No.
But he did that. He did that S. U.S. Open and the Pacers take Game 3 next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. A little time to think things. Loverboy fueled tempers have
calmed. This is a downshift right here. If you want to calm down from Rob's high leg kicks, you just downshift to this. This will calm you right down.
Yeah, but it kind of ramps up though.
Does it?
A little bit.
But
make you cry.
Yeah, in a romantic, emotional sort of way. Yeah. You can't fight to this music.
Mm. It's got a little danger to it. You know, like what's coming next?
Dude, if you feel the need to roundhouse kick someone listening to this, you got greater problems.
I've neglected to mention that Schultze is here today because Buck, we may never see him again.
No.
He is headed off to Bend for the sprint try as a Clydesdale.
He may drown and die.
Yeah. And or get hit by a car on his bike.
Yeah. He does have my glasses and gloves, so to Mrs. Buckley or his family that listens and rats him out, if he does get hit and die, could you make sure those get back to me? I don't... You know.
That's a very Larry David thing.
Well, I'm just saying. Like
Larry would be like, it would be at the funeral.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, how do I bring up this?
He had my pair of shoes. I need them back.
Do you think I could get the shoes back?
Those are my best cycling glasses. Those are nice Oakley glasses. I don't, you know, with transition lenses, I'm not.
I don't know that I would loan those to him.
I mean, if he does get hit and die, I do think it's appropriate for them to return them to me. You don't just get to keep those.
Well, I'm guessing if he gets hit and dies, those are going splat.
No, those are ballistic glasses. Like those are going to stand up. You know, I feel fairly confident that if Buck does get hit, those are probably going to go flying, and you know they're going to be okay. So
if they get run over by the truck that hits him?
That could be problematic. But you know, I'm just saying, if someone could take the time to scoop those up and you know maybe wipe them down a little bit. I don't want anything on them, and then return.
Just put your name on them.
Yeah, you know, just a little something, something there.
Do you have your name on them? They say Suk on them.
No, they don't.
You mark your glasses, your sports glasses.
No, who does that?
Well, that's what I was asking.
No, that's weird. But if you do see a bloody pair of glasses in the middle of that triathlon, I mean,
let's salvage those. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. The gloves, you know what? You can keep the gloves. I don't need those back.
Peel him off his dead hands?
Well, that's why I think is a little weird. Like, jeez. The glasses, I think, are going to go flying and then scoop those up. Or the glasses are easy to pull off the dead body. But the gloves, because they're fingerless gloves, you're going to have to have to work those a little
now,
bit.
Now, be honest.
I don't want those.
Let's say something happens to Buck out there.
Yeah.
Our poor little Clydesdale is laying on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And you're the first upon him.
Yeah.
And you see he still has your glasses on.
Yeah.
He is deceased.
Ooh.
Are you taking the glasses off his face?
Can we be honest?
Well, I would expect you to be honest.
I think you got to take them.
if they were me, I wouldn't. But
really?
They're yours.
You're just, yeah.
No,
I wouldn't even. What if they were yours?
Yeah, I don't.
You wouldn't take them back knowing they're mine? You wouldn't be like, hey, those are Suk's glasses.
For you?
Yes. He's dead. What's he doesn't need them.
I don't feel good about it.
They're expensive glasses.
Well, you could afford another pair. I know what you make.
They're expensive. Like, no, I think you... I think in a polite way...
what is polite?
I think you just read... Like, I'm not yanking them. I think I do a gentle... You know what I do? I take them off... And then, you know, like in the movies where you shut someone's eyes in a very respectful rest now?
Yeah.
I take off the glasses and to give the illusion that what I'm doing is rest now. Rest now, Clydesdale. You've gone to horsey heaven. And then while I'm using one hand to put down his eyelids, I slip them in my pocket.
Yeah.
And no one's the wiser.
It's not a bad move.
It's a sleight of hand sort of thing. But yeah, I would.
But your motive there is poor.
I would not leave those glasses. There's no reason to leave those.
There really isn't.
There isn't.
Except that it's respect for the deceased.
Why is that respectful?
Well, because I just feel like maybe when he is, I think there are professionals that do that and they, you know, like maybe you could, I don't know, maybe there's like a more sort of above board way to get your glasses back.
I don't think so. I think when they're
what going, do they do with all their stuff?
I think it just gets hucked, or it goes back to the family, right? Like they give it to his grieving widow, and now which is more awkward? Now I got to go back to the widow and be like, "Hey, sorry for
far
your loss."
Far more awkward because she's alive.
She's alive, and then be like, "I think the most respectful thing to do is to take the glasses off his corpse."
Would you?
And then
would
just
you
not
grab for his wallet?
Well, he's you know, there's no wall. He's in a triathlon.
But what if
suit.
He did have his wallet on him?
No.
And you were like, oh my God, that's his wallet.
No.
I wonder how much.
No, there's now here's the, what if he owes me $50?
I think you got to check the wallet.
If he owes me money, then maybe. But no, you don't go rummaging through someone.
Wow.
No. But, all right. But I'm just saying, I feel like one way or another, those glasses should come back to me. And I think I'm being very generous in saying I'm not peeling the gloves off his corpse. Those get to stay. Because I think, like, any clothing, I think that's off limits.
Can I put this on? We haven't done a Twitter poll in a while.
Yeah.
Or an X poll. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Although I don't have access to the fan account anymore.
No.
Nobody knows the password.
No. And I asked him. He chose not to because he hadn't practiced it. But I asked him if he wanted to borrow my clip-in shoes to pedal. I thought it was adorable that he didn't know that his pedals clipped in.
Yeah. Well, it's his first sprint track.
Yeah. Well, he brought in the bike that he's going to use on the portion of it. And, cause I said, you can borrow my bike if you want. I have a couple and I said, this, it'll be way better. And he brought it. It's like a mountain bike and I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, "Ee," and it had like a kickstand on it. And because he had said that he didn't need clip-in shoes because there was no clips. And I looked at the pedals and I was like, dude, those are clip-in pedals. And he was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's where you clip in. So we decided to not go with the clip-in shoes because he had never done it. And, you know,
yeah,
I was
isn't
like,
that weird?
It takes a little getting used to, but it's way like it's a game changer if you're cycling.
Why?
Because when you're pedaling and you don't have clip-ins, you're just in shoes, you only are pushing down on the pedal. But when you're clipped in, you're pushing down with one leg and you're getting to pull up with the other. Mm. So you have twice the efficiency. Mm. You're using both parts of your leg.
Wow.
So if you have clip-ins and someone else doesn't, you will dust the person that is riding flat-footed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I offered.
That would be weird if you're going over and you can't get your feetsies out of there.
You have to learn. You can't.
You can get them out of there?
Yeah. You go. You turn sideways.
Oh.
So you have to learn to turn your foot to
quickly and slip
quickly
it out
and
of
to
there.
Slip it out. And it pops out. And I asked him, and he thought about it, and then he decided that he wasn't going to because he just, you know, he's like, I've never done it. And so he's like, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, he's not trying to break records out
no.
there.
So we're like, fine. And I said, don't worry about it. But that's the greater one. So glasses, I'm 100% taking off his course. The gloves, I'm leaving. The question becomes the shoes. What if he was wearing my shoes? That's more awkward because taking shoes off a dead man is weird.
Yeah, I don't think.
And what if it's still stuck to the pad?
Yeah, I think you just leave it.
I think the shoes, you
just
leave.
Just leave it.
Yes.
You can sacrifice a pair of shoes. God. Will Ortner all of a sudden in there, everybody. Oh, wait. No, he's not. What? Wait. I just looked over there and there was Will. And now it's...
I'm doing the last update at 3:30 before I leave because he's writing his right
Taking
now.
Shifts. Yes, shift sir. Change.
Shift.
Right during the middle of the show. What's that old horn? Something. Yeah, where we pull the lever and we leave.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
I just thought in my head that that would be the most awkward thing is someone removing shoes off a dead body. I think that would be the ultimate awkward. I was just trying to think of what could be more awkward.
Well, the wallet would be more awkward because we know what you're doing.
I don't think so. I think the wallet's less awkward.
Why?
Because you could go down the road of
who is this?
Who is this or whatever. Yeah. What good, what sort of explanation could you have for unclipping, turning someone's foot to get it out of the pedal, and then removing a pair of shoes off a dead man on the road?
Yeah, you're stealing those shoes.
You're stealing the shoes.
Yeah.
And then I have to explain to people.
Shoes cost a lot of money.
Those are, again, the shoes. Are,
no, they're mine.
They're my shoes.
So what?
Leave them.
Well,
I'm glad he didn't take my shoes because, you know.
Hopefully he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate.
We want him in under 2 hours. He has to finish in under 2 hours. It's a sprint try. It's a fast triathlon or a, you know, like a shorter triathlon. That's what it is. And he swims and then he bikes and then he runs. And that's on Saturday in Bend. So he will not be with us until maybe Monday, but we also may never see him again.
It's possible.
Or he gets the midday show and we...
Yeah, either way.
I mean...
A lot's happening.
Buck may have made his last appearance on our show and we didn't even know it.
That's son of a bitch.
Unbelievable.
Either way, I want my glasses back.
All right.
Alive or dead.
Indiana has won again and...
It's series.
The U.S. Open is underway. Those items, I promise, are next. First, Schultzy with SportsCenter. All right, guys, time to talk sports. Enough goofing off.
What are you talking about?
Enough goofing off.
Clydesdale sprint, try, whatever. I mean, that's sport.
Excuse me. Will Darkins, or I mean,
Will Darkins, everybody.
Whatever happened to Will Darkins? Will Ortner.
He just had a kid.
Did he?
Didn't you congratulate him on being a hashtag girl dad?
I did not. Didn't know he had a kid, so congratulations.
He's got
to
two
Will
of them.
Hashtag girl dead.
And Will Ortner is now in for Schultzy, who was in for Buck.
Yes.
Musical chairs.
I think this is our last producer of the day.
And then I think
Schultzy, there's another one.
I think Schultzy's back tomorrow, maybe?
Is he? I don't know.
I don't know. Who
Friday,
knows?
Yeah.
Stuff's happening.
It's tough around here.
Yeah.
Well, the Pacers won last night.
Yeah.
My Pacers win
again. And kind of won in...
They look good.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was going away. They bitch slapped him in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the bench?
Yes.
I mean, T.J. McConnell gets my vote for the player who looks least like he should be on an NBA floor, but he holds his own.
Yeah. Well, Mathurin and McConnell were, I mean,
they were
two of the biggest reasons they won that game.
They were great. Did you know that Tyrese Haliburton, you know him? He's their star player.
I am familiar, yes.
Did you know that he has not shot a free throw in this series? Isn't that wild?
Really?
Yeah.
I will say that last night, and they talked about this even in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I thought they let some whistles go last night.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some rugged physical play, and I thought Oklahoma City, which is weird because Oklahoma City will mug you, and you know they play such an aggressive form of defense. I mean, go back to the Nuggets series; they basically molested Jokic that entire Game 7, and no one called the foul. And I thought last night Indiana stuck it back in Oklahoma's face. I thought they beat him up. Poor Chet, a.k.a. Hans from the Burbs. Dude, that guy was getting shoved all around, including the one play where he got his three-point shot blocked and then went to the rim and got sent on his ass. And they didn't do anything. They had the foul on Caruso that they didn't call a flagrant. Indiana bullied Oklahoma City last night. And I get that's a young team. I just expected at this point Oklahoma City to handle it better. But they got bullied and pushed around.
I think Rick Carlisle is absolutely demolishing Diagonal.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I think we all were kind of looking at the two Oklahoma City home games and going, you know, maybe Indiana stole one of those and
sure.
The better team is Oklahoma City, they'll win.
Yeah.
But now, last night's game, it's like, wait a second.
Yeah, it's a series.
Well, it's not just a series.
Yeah, it's
Oklahoma City better win game four.
Yes.
And if they don't, I think they're toast. Indiana has that look, man.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know, they know how to play them. They have the better coach. They've got guys everywhere. They got guys who can knock down threes, guys coming off the bench, providing sparks, Halliburton's magic. I mean, they're just, I don't know, Oklahoma City looks, I mean, as good as they are, they look
like the young team.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm last night was the first time that I really looked at Oklahoma City and was like, dude, you're melting in the moment. And I get they had the, you know, the blown lead against Denver and now and they had the blown lead against Indiana, but they responded in big time fashion on both those, ended up blowing out in game two. So I knew there'd be growing pains. I just thought this game three, when it's 1-1 like that, it's such a huge game. And I really thought that Oklahoma City, after the game two riding of the ship, again, they have been double digit lead in this series for going into last night, basically for 98% of it. I just thought Oklahoma City was going to be fine. And I really thought that it was some really young moments and didn't respond well to the bright lights. And I kind of thought Oklahoma City was through that because it's like when you get a freshman in college, right? You're a freshman, but by the time you get to like week 9 or 10 and you get into the college football playoff, you're not a freshman anymore. So Oklahoma City, you took your lumps last year in the playoffs, right? You got forced into a game 7 against the Nuggets, who were a championship team, and you responded. You breezed through Minnesota. That young stuff should be out of your system by now. Like, you've got an MVP. You're a little more battle-tested. You've been pushed to the brink of a game 7. I expected more from Oklahoma City last night. I really did. And was kind of disappointed at the lack of, the lack of toughness at the end. Especially, like, from your MVP, too. I think Shea was, 1 for 3 in the fourth quarter? And I get that Indiana was throwing a lot of traps and getting the ball out of his hands. But you got to be bigger in those moments.
When do we get game 4? Do we have to wait till next Tuesday?
No, I think just with the, because there's no tomorrow travel day, I think it's tomorrow.
They're going tomorrow.
I think they're going tomorrow, which thank God that we're not having to have multiple days in between.
All right, let's check the leaderboard at the United States Open of Golf Championship next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, yesterday we were talking about the top 10 college football games of 2025.
Yes.
And that got me thinking, you know, I have not familiarized myself yet with all the quarterback movement because there's just always so much now.
Yeah.
So we have.
There wasn't as many big names this year, though, that moved around.
We have the best quarterback rooms in college football.
Aha.
And we'll do that to start our next hour. But first, Jace.
Yes.
We have GAF.
The U.S. freaking Open. Although coverage has concluded.
I'm watching it right here.
It says right there.
Well, again, I'm watching it right there.
See that? That's the U.S. Open.
Turn around.
Yeah, I get you, but bro, it's still on. You just got to go find it. The U.S. Open does a great job. You can see pretty much every shot. Like if you woke up at 4:30 or whatever it was this morning.
Oh my God!
3:45.
Tell me you didn't wake up.
I was awake. Not on purpose. Not on purpose. But I couldn't go back to sleep, and I did turn it on.
I kind of was, too. I was awake, but I didn't turn it on, and I fell back asleep, thankfully, or else I'd be dead tired today.
You guys, like, doing lines or something in the middle? You guys are up at, like, 4:30 together?
Just doing high kicks, man.
Yeah,
man.
Jeez.
High tea, bros.
Maybe I was so fired up for the US
Open. My guess is you had to wake up to pee. God knows what Will was doing.
So, anyway, you can watch every shot if you want. They cover the hell out of this thing, and it's been a blast today. These guys, it's Oakmont is a bear.
Watching dudes try to hack it out of the rough. I mean, it is
the Oak Monster,
dude. It is gnarly because you know you just anytime you can watch a pro do something, you're like, hey, I got that shot in my bag. I've got one of those. It reminds you of just how nasty that course is if it's making those guys look like it.
As of now, then they're wrapping up. Well, there's still some guys that have 5 or 6 holes to play, so still some time left. But out of 156 players, there are 12 under par.
Yes.
JJ Spahn, an American, is leading the way.
A buttery 66.
Yeah, 4 under, 4 birdies and no bogeys, which means
the bet,
the bet,
yeah,
is already. So yesterday we were talking about the bet of will anybody have a bogey free round out there, and it was like what, +900 or something.
And by the time Buck had mentioned it, it had already been bet down to I think +575 or something because people were jumping on it.
And Spahn did,
yeah, bogey free,
bet over,
yeah. Is he the only one? I mean, I was looking through some of the leaderboard, and he was the only one that I saw, like, in the, I don't know, like, in the top 10 that I looked at.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he is. So it's Spahn at 4 under, Tristan Lawrence, who's from South Africa. Mm-hmm. He's 3 under, along with Rasmus Nergard Pedersen.
Okay.
Siwoo Kim, Brooks Koepka,
yeah,
and Sungjae Im are all 2 under. Im is still out there. He's got one more hole left. And then you have Ben Griffin, Thomas Dietrich, John Rahm, Cameron Young, Trevor Cohn, and James Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of guys.
All are 1 under.
You got some names like Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth, sitting there at even.
But I tell you, Spieth, I watched a little bit of him today. He should be 3 under or 4 under if his putter cooperated.
Just wasn't working for him.
Well, he missed a couple shorties early.
But, I mean, that's been his, been a bugaboo for him for.
He's wild.
Forever.
Yeah, so J.J. Spahn from L.A.
Not familiar with J.J. Spahn's work.
Well, he's a little guy.
Well, he's kind of rotund.
Pudgy little guy.
Yeah.
But he's from L.A., and as the story goes, his mom was an avid golfer to the point where she got a doctor's note to allow her to walk with him while she was pregnant with him and play golf up until the 8-month mark.
Really?
Yeah, she was that into golf.
Wow. It worked.
And apparently Spahn started playing early, but never had a lesson. It was one of those self-taught guys. Mm. Never really recruited out of high school. Went to San Diego State and went on to the Canadian Tour, and he's found his way all the way to the top of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll see if he holds on. But hell of a round.
Yeah.
Because it was tough out there.
Absolutely.
We had an albatross as Patrick Reed on number 5, that is a 2 on a par 5.
The old double eagle.
286 yards out, he dunked it.
Even though he's an ass and no one likes him, an incredible moment when you watch something
like
that.
He is an ass. And the dentist shot an 82, if you must know.
Yeah.
He was 12 over. He's although, tied for 3rd from the bottom.
Although he's not a dentist. Didn't we conclude he's a...
No, he's a dentist.
He's a dental influencer.
Well, he's both. He has a dental practice, but he's also a dentfluous...
A dentfluencer?
Yeah, he's that.
Yeah.
Because he's like a consultant or something, but he's also a dentist. I guess apparently people were pissed off that they couldn't see him for their teeth cleanings this week, but he had to cancel.
Yeah, I'm a little busy.
Did you see that 9th green? I don't know how much you watched today, but
I was in and out.
The 9th green was it's shared with the practice putting green. It's so big that on the back half of it, guys are practicing putting.
And then on the other half.
And on the other half, they're playing in the tournament. they said that green can fit 4 full-size basketball courts.
Good Lord. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it here. Yeah, and there's just a... They just have like an imaginary line that says practice is allowed.
There really isn't a... I mean, I don't...
No.
I don't know what would happen if a ball... I mean, those guys aren't going to hit it all the way back there, but...
No, I mean,
if they did, I don't know what... I guess they just play it?
Yeah, you play it as it lies, right? You just move some people.
It's not OB, though, is what I'm saying.
No, no, because it's just, like you said, it's just in the back half. Well, you ever playing at like a place and, you know, someone slices one into the driving range? You have to kind of look. You're like, everybody, hold on. Hold on.
Portland Golf Club, famous for that. I don't know if you've ever played there.
Royal Oaks has that a little bit.
Yeah,
where
Oaks has that.
You can hit it into the driving range. You have to kind of look and be like,
make sure no one's hitting.
Yeah, am I
and
right?
Wave and then go hit your ball. Yeah.
Dude, that is, I'm looking at some of the photos, and it is kind of hilarious, because you don't really see it unless you see the aerial shot, but yeah, it's weird to see someone reading the green, and then, you know.
Other guys just over there.
Just over there milling around, getting ready to hit.
Spawn, by the way, is the guy who lost to Rory at the Players in the playoff. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that. I did not know that that was Mr. Spawn.
He's having a nice year.
Yeah.
Koepka, surprisingly, 68 out of nowhere. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm rooting against him.
What do you have? Is it just a live thing, or do you?
No,
just...
I have a bet against him.
Oh,
I have a head-to-head bet that I'm losing now that he shot a 2-under.
Oh, someone.
Yeah, I've got him. I think I've got Fitzpatrick against him,
mm-hmm.
and I took Fitzy.
Mm.
He didn't play well.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know, it's early.
Yeah,
it's early.
Well, I mean, that's the weird part about the U.S. Open. I mean, it's not weird, but. Dude, you can shoot a 66 and then go out tomorrow, and you know he's fully 100%. Capable of going out and shooting 75 the next day.
100%. There's a bunch of guys, you know, like DeChambeau's 3-over.
Yeah.
Fleetwood, Wyndham, Clark, Rory are all 4-over. You know, if they have a good day tomorrow, they're back in it.
Yeah,
but they're also
plus 2.
If they have a bad day, they might miss the cut.
Yeah.
So pressure's on.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Always enjoy that.
Scottie Scheffler, 3-over.
Now, officially, on both TVs, coverage
has concluded.
Has concluded. Duh. There is no more U.S. Open.
We have to go back to baseball.
Dude, bad news out of Major League Baseball today.
Why?
Well.
Your Mets lost?
No. We swept the Nationals in a series, but the best pitcher in baseball, the Japanese sensation, the real one, not Otani, that fraud.
Yamamoto?
The real one, not the fraud.
Kodai Senga?
There you go.
What happened with him?
Dude, he pulled the hammy today. And
oh, no.
They gathered around. Like, they came in from the outfield, and now I'm all worried about it. Like, when teammates gather around you, it's, I don't like it. It's very, Alonso had a high throw, and he pulled the hammy going to the bag. And he went down, like, in a heap. So I'm hoping he's just being dramatic, but.
Isn't he kind of always hurt, Senga?
Yes, but he's been the best pitcher in baseball this year. And that's not, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like hammies going down.
All right.
Very nerve-wracking.
What are the best QB rooms
I don't like
in
your,
college football?
I don't like your lack of concern right now.
We'll get to that next. And are the Ducks on it?
Hmm.
Hint? They're not.
Oh.
No, they're not. At least not this year, yet. That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.